I think there's two separate things going on here. First of all, the proposal was made by the HSE to move the treatment centre from Old Town up to the hub across the road from the hospital. This would be a purpose-built renovation of the hub for us. We feel it would be, first of all, a better location for patients. Parking will be easier. Closer to the hospital for the small number of patients that we pass on to the hospital. Purpose built for us as doctors, so we think it'll be an improvement, and therefore an improvement for our patients. So I think that's a completely different aspect to what's going on, the ongoing review. And what the review is about is trying to improve the service. Deficiencies have been highlighted over the past while. Clinical governance, you can imagine, it's not ideal. Clinical governance really starts with the first phone call to a call handler and passes through the call handler to the nurse, and then decisions are made in what treatment is most appropriate for the patient, and then on to the doctor. Where there is a gap in that clinical governance is that there are two management structures, Care Doc managing the doctors and Now Doc managing the nurse triage and the call handlers. And we found difficulties bridging that gap, especially when it came to adverse incidents. So we're addressing this from a safety point of view, a patient safety point of view.
Can you give us an example of that? That gap there. What the potential complications are, or the consequences of that are?
Okay, so you might have an adverse event, and we would like to, as care doc, as the doctors in the service, we'd like to access all the information. That would include recordings of the initial contact with the service, the nurse triage. And under GDPR rules, we're not entitled to listen to those recordings. So that to us is a glaring gap, and something that we feel is unsafe going on.
Right. Okay. So if Care Doc were in control of the initial calls, then that would be one problem eliminated.
We would see it now. These are proposals. Of course, these are negotiations. That would be our view, and obviously people would disagree with that view, Greg. And you know, that's what negotiations are about.
Yeah. All right. So what is being looked at as part of this review, then? Obviously, you know, obviously it's about from one perspective, bridging some of these gaps, improving the service, and we'll get to maybe what other people feel it means. But like, what is on the table in terms of how the service might change, for instance, if you know those within Care Doc were listened to, in other words, what they believe is best for the county? So what might change? What would we see differently in terms of how the service is provided?
I think from a patient perspective, there shouldn't be any change. In fact, the only change that should be there, Greg, is an improvement. You know, a service that can respond to sudden increases. For example, in the 14 days over Christmas, the service increased 50% increase on the same time last year due to like a quadruple whammy, if you like, increase in COVID, flu, a very active flu season, RSV virus in kids who hadn't been exposed to it in the past, and strep A. People were very concerned about the media, or sorry, not the media, but the information that was coming out in the media.
No, it was part of it. In fairness, it was somewhat amplified by the media. I will accept that.
Yeah. Oh, no, not blaming you, Greg.
No.
People were genuinely very, very frightened of strep A. Now, from a GP point of view, we didn't find that. So we were absolutely stunned. And we feel that in a situation where if Care Doc were in charge, we could respond easier to that. We could increase numbers. Like from the Care Doc point of view, in Now Doc, we increased our doctors. We were putting on extra doctors on shifts very, very easily. Now, it took some arm wrestling and some twisting to get people to respond to that. But the problem and delays in Now Doc, from our perception, was not actually at the doctor level. It was difficulties of calls getting through as far as the doctor's desk because there was great delays in triage.
Now Doc staff aren't going to be happy with that comment.
It's on the record, Greg. I'm not saying anything controversial here. They had huge volumes and they had difficulty dealing with those volumes of calls. But we feel that in a more streamlined service, we could deal with that in a much more reactionary way.
Do you envisage that the hubs will remain as they are now post-review if the service is changed?
I would stress that what we're looking at is improving the service. So closing hubs down would not be my view of improving the service.
It would be operated then in the same way, whereby there's a mixture of people calling to a hub or in some cases a GP having to call out to someone's house or wherever they might be.
The GPs are very, very keen that the practice remains the same. We can't have a situation where we're closing our premises at 6 o'clock in an evening and finding that the service that is being offered is not as it is at the moment. That will just backfire on us. So if anything, we want to see an improved service. We want to see a more efficient service. We want to see less delays for patients. And, you know, you can't have doctors being sitting in surgery where patients have been waiting for 6 or 7 hours to have a callback and then coming in and taking it out on the doctor. You know, that just makes for a bad day for everybody concerned. So we don't want to see anything being downgraded. We want to see a better service.
And it would operate at the same hours as currently, at least, expanded?
There's no plans at all. I can't see how you change that quick.
In terms of then call handling, you're talking about, you know, some examples of people waiting a long time for a call back. If CareDoc were to take over that element of this service, what are the targets? What are the average waiting times? What are the average callback times? How, comparing this county to others, how would the service change in that regard?
The actual callback times for all co-ops are national. You know, urgent calls should be answered within minutes, other than 999 calls, which should be directed to the appropriate service. Non-urgent calls should really be dealt with in, you know, a period of 60 minutes. I can't give you the exact figures on that, Greg, so I don't want to be shot down on that. But, you know, we want to get to those targets, which NowDoc have been able to achieve for large majorities of the time, but during peak times, we've been falling far short.
And I'm just throwing out what some of the criticisms out there have been. Some would say now that it might be too money motivated, that, you know, people might find it more difficult to actually see a doctor. Maybe if they're a medical card holder, I don't know, that this could in turn put more pressure on GPs on a Monday, Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning, dependent on what the cover being provided by NowDoc was. And that, you know, more people might be sent to the ED rather than being seen. As I say, it's not an argument I'm advancing. I'm just saying this is some of the criticism that's out there.
So CareDoc is a not-for-profit organization, first of all. So any profits that are made are put back into the service for supporting GPs, you know, giving me, for example, I'm guaranteed that I don't do more than 120 hours out of hours in a year. And that's fine with me because I'm working, you know, 50 hours a week anyway. And there are very few GPs who aren't doing that. So the money end of things, we're not for profit. We're not for taking large amounts of money. In fact, out of hours cost me money, Greg. I put in €700 every month into NowDoc so that I don't have to work red eye shifts. And that's for every principal GP in the county. So if we come out of NowDoc on a budget neutral basis as individual GPs, we're doing well. So no GP is looking to make vast profits out of hours care because it's just not there. Medical card holders are guaranteed their service. Private patients pay a private fee when they come in. And, I would point out that the vast majority of GPs, now we can't fix prices in NowDoc because GPs are individual operators, but the vast number of GPs who see private patients in out of hours charge the same fee that they charge at 9 o'clock in the morning if they see somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning. So there's no gouging going on. There's nobody's looking to get rich out of hours.
Some are saying that, you know, that if calls are answered in Carlow, for example, triage down there, that there would be a loss of sort of local knowledge and in terms of how the service currently responds, that it would be detrimental to that.
Yeah. I say two things to that. First of all, The decision on where calls are going to be handled hasn't actually been made. That's part of the negotiation. Now, whether a hybrid model might be suggested, I don't know. Perhaps a nurse triage being done in Donegal on behalf of CareDoc, that's a possibility.